Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Destination, freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
Aye, our destination is freedom. And you know, in a land of free men, each individual is important. How important? Well, the individual is the foundation upon which the heritage of freedom is built. And so it is the strength of their desire to have and keep freedom that leads the individual to accept the privileges as well as the responsibilities of free men. But too often, in these days of real danger, too often men are shirking these responsibilities, shirking them openly, flagrantly, expecting the other fellow to do the work, to make the sacrifices, aye, and even to die, while they go their way contributing nothing, just enjoying the privileges of freedom. When freedom is in danger, that is the time when the foundation must be the strongest, when all free men must meet on common ground and make common sacrifices to fight against foes who desire to contaminate the foundation and topple the whole structure of freedom. Are you a crusader for freedom, or do you just live in a free land while others about you struggle to keep your freedoms? The time is now. Now you must become a strong unit in the foundation of freedom, for today, this very minute, your freedoms are in danger. You, just as you are, can help. You don't need to be a philosopher or an Einstein. There are little responsibilities, and big ones too, that all free men can successfully accept. Aye, and it is the mastery of little responsibilities that causes a man to grow in stature. These little responsibilities are many. They are varied, and some you may not have thought about. Here's one. In my story of two people who tried to keep aloof of a certain responsibility, a story called Wanted, a Witness.
Evening, Mrs. Wayne. Mr. Wayne. Kind of late tonight, ain't you?
Yes, Joe, we are. Mr. Wayne and I went to the movies first. Thought we'd eat afterwards. The prices are cheaper, you know.
Martha.
And, oh, did I say something wrong, dear?
I'm sure Joe is not interested in all the details of our evening.
Well, what'll it be tonight, folks? The usual?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Theodore?
Yes, Joe, the usual.
Hamburger on two, both without.
Hamburger on
two sides French fries, hmm? Okay, I'll get your coffee. Then I'm locking up. You just got in under the wire.
Oh, Joe, I'm so sorry. I hope we're not inconveniencing you. We didn't mean to be so late, but we got...
Oh, it's okay, Mrs. Wayne. It's only 8:30. Besides, for my regulars, like you folks, I don't mind. I always look for you every Thursday night. But if I didn't lock up on time, some of these drifters would be stopping in here all hours of the night.
You know, Theodore, I'm not so sure that this is the proper food for us to be eating. At our age, I mean, we shouldn't...
I guess we're not so old that we can't digest a hamburger all right once a week.
Here you are. Anything else?
No, that'll be all, Joe.
Well, I'm going back to get into my street clothes. Got a date uptown. Say, you folks will be finished about the time I'm ready. Can I give you a lift? I'm going your way.
Oh, no, Joe. Thank you very much. When it's such a nice night out, we'd better walk and get the air.
Well, suit yourselves. I just asked.
Now, why did you tell him that, Martha? You might have consulted me in the matter. You know my feet have been bothering me lately.
Theodore, Joe's not safe to drive with. I've seen him. He goes much too fast.
Oh, well... I guess my feet can stand the walk. But even so, after this, don't go making up my mind, Martha.
Yes, dear.
Drink your coffee up now, Martha. We can get on home.
Oh, it is a wonderful night out, isn't it, Theodore?
Mm-hmm.
And just look, it's almost 9 o'clock and still light out.
No.
Oh, do your feet still hurt, dear? Mm. I think perhaps your shoes are... Oh, that girl crossing the street should get hit by that car. It's coming so fast.
Look out! Look out! Oh, good Lord!
Oh, he hit her. The car hit her. She's flying there. She's...
Come back! Oh, dear. Come back! Why, he didn't even stop.
Oh, how horrible. Did you see him, Theodore? How could he do such a thing?
Of course I saw him, Nat. No good.
Oh, that poor girl. What should we do?
Now, calm down, Martha. There's nothing we can do. The crowd is starting to gather. Come on, let's get away from here.
Theodore, hadn't we better see if she's badly hurt?
Oh, someone will probably see that she's taken to the hospital. Come on, Martha. We don't want to get mixed up
but
in this.
But it was his fault, Theodore. We saw it happen. Shouldn't we report it or something?
No. We don't want to get involved in anything. Now, hurry, Martha. Come on. Can't you walk any faster?
Oh, it's so awful. That he'd run away like that and leave the poor girl just lying there.
The fellows like him should be locked up. Oh. That scoundrel. Oh, don't worry. He'll get his just deserts when the police get a hold of him.
Theodore, I couldn't be wrong about the driver of that car, could I?
Hmm?
You did see him too, didn't you, Theodore? You know, sometimes my bifocals
don't... I sure did. Plain as if...
Oh, then I was right. It was Joe. Joe from the hamburger place. Oh, Theodore, I've been waiting all afternoon till you brought the evening paper home. What does it say about the accident? I heard on the radio they've identified the girl.
Yes. Name's Janet Bentley or Gentry or something like that.
Yes.
In a way, she's a high school student.
Oh.
Well, here, read it yourself. Mm. Oh, my. I'm hungry as a bear. Are we going to eat soon?
Oh, Theodore, it says here that they don't know yet how badly the girl's hurt. Oh, I do hope it's not serious.
Mm. Martha, is dinner...
And, Theodore, did you see this? It says the police haven't a single clue as to who the hit-and-run driver was. Oh, dear, don't you think we should report...
Oh, stop worrying, Martha. This is a matter for the authorities to handle. It's no concern of ours. They'll catch up with him.
But, Theodore, if we're the only ones who know the identity of the driver, wouldn't it help if we
Martha,
told them...
don't you understand that if we get mixed up in this affair, we'll only get involved in court procedure? Well, I don't know what all. The police are very good at handling cases of this kind. Just takes a little time.
You know, Theodore, I've been thinking. Now, the best thing of all would be... for Joe to confess, wouldn't it?
Why, sure. You certainly don't think he will, do you?
Well, I do think someone ought to talk to him.
Mm.
Do you suppose if one of us spoke to him and explained to him what a really dreadful thing he's doing by keeping silent, he'd...
Martha, that would be a very stupid thing for us to do.
Well, dear, I just thought... he always seemed so nice.
You just get any such idea out of your head. I absolutely forbid you to mention one word of this affair to Joe or to anyone else.
expected to see you in here at noontime.
Oh, yes. I mean, no. I guess you didn't. I got hungry and didn't have anything much in the house to eat, and so I thought
I... Oh, you don't need to make no excuses. I'm always glad to have my customers come back any time. Well, what'll it be?
I don't know. A cup of coffee, I guess.
Thought you said you was hungry.
Oh, yes. Well, I...
A sandwich, maybe. We got cheese, ham, liverwurst, bologna.
Cheese will be all right, Joe.
On rye?
Yes.
Cheese on.
Cheese on.
I'll get your coffee.
Like I said, I think any hit-and-run driver is the lowest kind of a dirty rat.
Well, I hope they catch up fast with this one. Hitting a kid like that. Hi, Joe. Hey, come on, Al. There's two seats at that end of the counter down there.
Where? Oh, yeah. You know, I'd sure like to meet up with that hit-and-run guy. I'd enjoy giving him a good sock in the jaw.
Your coffee, Mrs.
No, look!
Hi. I'm awful sorry. I don't know what made me spill it like that. Here, I'll mop it up.
Oh, no harm done, Joe. You didn't spill much. You seem nervous.
Yeah, I ain't sleeping good lately.
Joe, I must talk to you. There's something
Hey, Joe, how about it?
Yeah, how about getting with some food?
Okay, okay. Sorry, Mrs. Wayne, I gotta wait on the customers. I'm glad to talk to you sometime when I ain't so rushed. Maybe next Thursday night.
Oh, no, Joe, please. He didn't hear me. Oh, dear, he mustn't say anything to me before Theodore.
Mrs. Wayne.
Oh, come in, Mrs. West.
I just dropped in a minute to pass the time of day. I always think neighbors like us, living so close, just across the hall from each other like we do, ought to be neighborly, don't you think?
Well, sit down, won't you?
Thanks. Oh, but I can't stay long. My, seems like I hardly ever get much chance to sit anymore. What with Julian coming home from school hungry and Richard... What I really came over to talk about is that hit-and-run driver. Awful thing, isn't it?
Yes, I...
Like I said to Hank, it might even be someone we know. You know, it could be happening right here in the neighborhood.
But it could be someone from miles away, too.
Yeah, I know. Hank says I just like to get dramatic. You know me, always looking for excitement. Not that I ever get much. All I do is stay home and slave. Now, take you... Without any children. Believe me, if I was in your place, I'd be having lunch down to Joe's Diner, too.
Why, what do you mean?
Oh, I seen you yesterday noon, Mrs. Wayne, going into Joe's at lunchtime just like you was made of time and money. Oh, don't look so funny. I'm only joshing you.
But I just didn't
oh,
have any...
Oh, speaking of excitement, Mrs. Wayne, there's due to be some around here any time now.
Excitement?
Yeah, wait till I tell you. Bill Everts, you know, that's Hank's friend on the police force you've heard me speak about.
Oh.
Well, Bill says they're looking for witnesses to that hit-and-run accident. He says they're going to find some if they have to comb this whole neighborhood.
Oh, stop fuming so, Martha. That Mrs. West talks so much you can only believe half of what she says.
But suppose the police find out about us, Theodore.
How are they going to find out? If anyone could have identified us at the scene of the accident, the police would have been here long ago. It's been 3 days now.
Oh, dear, if only Joe would confess.
Don't make so much of it, Martha. The girl'll probably recover and...
The police. Oh, Theodore.
Control yourself, Martha. Now, let me do the talking.
I hope I didn't disturb you, folks, but I just had to tell you the news. Or maybe you heard it, too, on the radio.
No, we...
I just heard the news flash. That hit-and-run girl, you know, that Janet Bentley?
Yeah.
She just died.
Oh, Mrs. Wayne.
Joe, I've simply got to speak to you right away.
Sure, Mrs. Wayne. Go right ahead.
No, not here, Joe. This is... Well, you see, Joe, I think you'd want me to say this to you privately. I mean...
Privately?
Yes. If there's some place where we could talk, it'll only take a few minutes. You see,
Sure. Come on back in the kitchen. Marty the cook ain't here today. His day off.
Oh.
Okay, Mrs. Wayne. It's pretty private here in the kitchen. I'm listening.
Well, I hardly know how to say this to you.
Oh, just say it right out, Mrs. Wayne. In my business, you know it's like bartending. Folks is always asking advice or telling me their troubles.
But I don't want to ask advice, Joe. I want to give some.
I don't get it.
Oh, Joe, we saw you last Thursday night.
Sure, I know. You and Mr. Wayne was in here.
Don't you understand, Joe? I mean afterward. We saw you hit that girl.
Oh.
And the girl's dead, Joe. Oh, you must give yourself up and tell them...
You and Mr. Wayne ain't so young no more, Mrs. Wayne. Maybe you don't see so good. You can't always be sure you recognize
now,
people in cars.
Now, don't deny it, Joe. Besides, you've just admitted your guilt. You didn't even ask me what girl I meant, and I didn't say anything about a car.
Joe,
this is a very serious matter. Now, there's only one thing for you to do, and I'm sure you want to do what's right. Now, go to the police and confess.
Now, look, Mrs. Wayne, don't you think this thing has been on my mind? And don't you think I figured out what it'll mean if I do confess? And I ain't going to do it, see? I ain't going to ruin myself that way. The girl's dead. I ain't. I got a leg to lose.
Joe! That's a shameful way to talk. Why? It's your civic duty to confess.
What's it to you, anyway? You were a witness. If you're so interested in civic duty, why ain't you squealed to the cops? Or have you?
Why, I...
Answer me. Have you squealed to the cops?
Why, no, of course not.
And why ain't you squealed?
Why? Why, because we didn't want to get mixed up in it. That is, Mr. Wayne thought it best...
There, you see, you folks ain't so anxious to do your civic duty neither.
Well, we...
Now, a nice little lady like you wouldn't want to stir up no trouble. You just go on home and forget the whole thing. Pretty soon it'll blow over and everybody'll be happy. You do just like your husband says and don't get mixed up in it, see?
Are you about ready, Martha?
Yes, as soon as I put my hat on. Theodore, I know you like to eat at Joe's, but wouldn't it be best if we ate someplace else tonight?
No, Martha. Joe might think it strange if we didn't eat there as usual on Thursday night. You know, people talk. He might find out we went to another eating place.
But I wish we didn't have to face him.
Just try to act perfectly natural, that's all. Besides, you know that I particularly like Joe's food.
Yes, dear, I know. Oh, just think, it's been a whole week since the accident, and the police haven't found out a thing, and Joe won't confess.
No, looks like he won't. But I have every confidence in the efficiency of our police force. They have their ways of getting people like him.
But how, Theodore? Now, they'll never make him talk without some proof. Why, he's as stubborn as can be about it. He even said... Oh.
Martha, how do you know what Joe said? Surely you aren't fool enough to say anything to anyone about this matter?
Well, Theodore, I did.
Tell me the truth, Martha. Did you talk to Joe after I warned you not to?
Yes, Theodore, but I only did it because I thought perhaps he didn't understand.
How could you do a thing like that? Now we are in a mess.
No, we aren't, Theodore. Nothing's changed. Now, Joe says he won't confess and he doesn't want us to get mixed up in it at all.
Naturally, he wants us to keep our mouths shut.
Well, then, dear, there's nothing to worry about, is there? It's just the way you want it.
Of course there's something to worry about. Joe.
Joe?
Yes, Joe. Now that he knows we were witnesses, he might try to harm us or something. Actually, we know very little about that fellow. We don't know what he might do.
Well, then wouldn't it be best if we just went to the police ourselves and told what we know? Joe really should be taught a lesson. He's such a reckless driver, he might even kill somebody else.
No, Martha. Our best bet is to make it very clear to Joe that we just want to keep out of it and mind our own business. No, we'll go to Joe's as usual tonight, and I'll try to get a chance to talk with him alone. Now remember, Martha, I'll handle this.
Yes, dear.
And get Joe aside at the first opportunity. Now, come on, let's go in. Let's sit right here, Martha. At the end of the counter.
All right.
I wonder where Joe is. I don't see him anywhere.
Theodore, I feel so nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about, my dear. Just leave everything to me. Oh, there's Marty, the cook. He seems to be waiting on the customers.
You people ain't waited on yet. What do you want?
Two orders of hamburger without onions and two orders of French fried potatoes. Two coffees.
I'll hope you ain't in too much of a hurry. I'm doing double duty between the kitchen and the counter.
Where's Joe?
On his vacation.
Vacation?
But he was just here yesterday.
You're telling me? So yesterday afternoon, just after I got back from my day off, sudden-like, Joe decides he needs a vacation. And he scrams out of here, leaving me with all the work.
Where did he go?
Search me. He don't ever tell me nothing. I just work here.
When is he coming back?
Anyone who can answer that, mister, can win himself $64. Hey, you a cop or something? All them questions?
Why, no, certainly not. We're just we're good customers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seems like I seen you sitting here sometimes when I come through with an order. You know, it wouldn't have surprised me none if you had been a cop. Joe's been acting kind of queer lately, like maybe he got himself into trouble and is scared.
He has?
And you know something? If you was a cop, I was going to give you a steer as to where maybe you could find Joe. I'm plenty burned up at him, and if he ain't back soon, I'm quitting and he can have his...
You do know where he went?
Well, I ain't sure, but I could give a pretty good guess. There's a spot up in Wisconsin where he used to hang out before he opened up this joint. Well, I guess I better get started with your hamburgers. You folks must be getting hungry.
Oh, Theodore, now what shall we do? I feel as if Joe's leaving town is entirely my fault.
Yes, he might have left because of what you told him. Good riddance, I'd say. Now we can just wash our hands of the whole thing in
but
peace.
But, Theodore, this really doesn't change anything. We're still witnesses to a crime.
The trouble with you, Martha, you don't want to forget about it. You always did like to dwell on unpleasant things.
But it worries me when I think of that poor girl and of Joe driving around endangering the lives of others. Don't you think he should be punished and taught a lesson?
Sure, but I also think we should mind our own business. Let things take their natural course. You see, Martha...
Oh, the police.
What's the matter with you, Martha? It's getting so every time someone's at the door, you think it's the police. Now, push the buzzer and I'll see who it is. Yes?
Police department. I'd like to come in and ask you a few questions.
Police department? Yes, of course, come in.
Just a routine check of the neighborhood. We're still looking for witnesses to that hit-and-run accident that happened here at the corner a week ago. You folks know anything about it?
No. We only know that we have read it in the papers.
Yeah, that's the answer we get every place. You folks home at the time?
No, we were out to dinner. We didn't get home until later.
Oh, another blind alley. Either of you hear any of your neighbors mention seeing it?
No. Afraid we can't be of much help, sir. You haven't found anyone at all who saw the accident?
No, seems like everybody was either out or asleep at the time. Oh. That's the way it always is in these cases. No one wants to get mixed up in them. They're all afraid they'll be inconvenienced. They just don't want to be bothered. They know it'll mean filing a report and perhaps appearing in court, so they never know anything.
You mean you think there actually are some witnesses to this accident?
Mister, 9 out of 10 times, there's a witness someplace, maybe even several witnesses. But if they won't admit it, there's nothing we can do to make them talk, and that makes our job pretty tough.
I see.
Of course, if they're victims of a careless driver, then the shoe's on the other foot. Then it's too late for him to do anything but hope that some good citizen will appear as a witness for them.
I never thought of it that way. Did you, Theodore?
Well, I hope you catch this fellow, and when you do, I hope you'll give him what's coming to him. A fellow like that deserves...
Oh, it's not up to the police department to give him what's coming to him.
What?
It's up to the citizens who are on the jury that tries him for manslaughter. All we can do is take him in. That is, when we find him.
You know, sir, I've read about cases like this. It seems to me that usually the police are able to trace the criminal by the tire marks of his car.
I'm afraid it's not that simple. On a well-paved street with the average amount of traffic, that's next to impossible. No. Our hands are tied unless the public will cooperate. We need helpful information, either from actual witnesses to the accident or from someone who saw the car. Its description, part of its license number, anything that will give us something to work on. Too often people think we can perform miracles. Well, we can't.
I didn't realize what a difficult task the police are faced with. Theodore, I think that...
Martha, I'm sure we have taken up enough of this gentleman's time. Sorry, sir.
That's all right. Guess I got a little wound up. Well, I'll be shoving on. Got a few more people to interview in this building. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Theodore, after what he just said, I couldn't stand it if we didn't tell the police we were witnesses to that accident.
No, Martha.
You can see for yourself that they'll never find out about Joe unless we help them.
Oh, I don't know, Martha. These detectives sometimes just put on a front that way.
Theodore, I've always listened to you and respected your judgment until we saw that accident. I've always acknowledged the wisdom of all your decisions now, haven't I, Theodore?
Why, yes, I guess you have, Martha. Naturally, being a man and having daily contacts with the business world, stands to reason that I would be better able to judge most matters than you. That's why I'm advising
you... Theodore, this time it's different. I'm no longer listening to your advice. I'm going to the police and give them my story of the accident. I'm going to see that justice is done.
Martha, what's come over?
I'm just learning to think for myself, Theodore. After 30 years, I'm beginning to see that sometimes my judgment is better than yours.
Martha, you...
Whether you come with me or not is up to you, Theodore. But my mind is made up.
But...
I think there's still time to catch up with that detective, and I'd like to prove to him that there really are some good citizens around.
Martha! Martha, wait! I'm coming with you!
Friends, that two people finally realized that two wrongs do not make a right. Aye, the witness to any crime which he does not report is just as guilty as the fellow who committed it. Yet there are many folks today who do not recognize this truth, nor that their willingness to be a witness is a civic duty and a responsibility as an American citizen. So I say to you, take care, lest the day will come when there will be nothing left to feel responsible for. When you lose your sense of responsibility as a citizen in a free land, in time you lose all the other things that come with being free. Heed this well. Perform each civic duty as it comes your way, and you will stay on the road toward your destination, freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Saturday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Madeline Peters and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Geraldine Kay was Martha Wayne and Arthur Peterson played Theodore Wayne. Other members of the cast were Herman Dinkin, Alma Platz, and Fred Smith. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was Al Osterhoff, sound effects by Tom Evans. This is Bob Porter reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.